Morning, Bethel Church. I'm glad you guys are here. My name is Aaron Lighthizer, and we are in the series called Life in Babylon. Last week, Pastor Andy touched on Daniel chapter 1, and today we will be looking at Daniel chapter 2, unpacking the message contained within the chapter. But before we dive into the word, let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing us to meet here. Be strengthened through corporate worship of you, the reading of your word. Pray for wisdom and discernment as we dive into this passage, that we'd be able to understand what we see and what we hear. Open our heart to the message you want. Convict us of anything that we need to change in our own life based on this passage. It's in your precious and powerful name we pray. Amen. If you have a Bible, we'll be in Daniel chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. We have ushers coming down the aisle, so if you need a Bible, just slip your hand up and we'll be able to get one right to you. Feel free to keep it if you need it. Have you ever made a mistake? If you're a human, which I'm hoping you are, you've probably made more than a few mistakes in your own life. Growing up, me and my siblings were relatively well-behaved kids. One particular night during the Christmas season, my parents were even praising us while conversing with each other. You see, they had left a large bowl of assorted candies and chocolates out. We hadn't eaten any of the sweets since we had been told not to eat candy without permission. They were so proud of their kids for being so obedient to the rules they gave us. Well, the very next morning, my mom awoke to a crime scene. All of us kids were running around with a chaotic amount of energy. Almost every surface of our living room covered in candy wrappers. And every single piece of candy in the bowl was gone. Needless to say, my mom put the pieces together pretty fast. And not too long after, me and my siblings were all sitting in timeout. Our disobedience had led to discipline. Before the events of Daniel chapter 2, the Israelites had been in a very similar position. You see, God had given Israel many instructions and commands for them to follow. Yet, Israel had begun to disobey these commands to the point where they were worshiping pagan gods, sacrificing their own children to pagan idols. In his mercy, God had sent prophet after prophet, each one urging Israel to repent and urgently trust God, seek God, and praise God. But as we know from history, Israel failed miserably, as we all have in our own lives. However, Daniel 2 shows us a story in which Daniel and his friends successfully trust, seek, and praise God. We'll be leaning in on verses 16 through 23, but I'll first give a quick overview of the preceding verses in order to give us a better understanding of the passage as a whole. One night, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has a dream. He's troubled by what he sees, leading him to believe that this dream is of particular importance. Thus, he summons his magicians and his wise men, asking for them to interpret what he saw. However, the king genuinely wants to know the meaning of the dream. So he challenges the astrologers and magicians to not only interpret the dream, but to reveal what it was without him telling them. This logic, he would be testing to see if his men really had the ability to interpret and reveal dreams, or if they were just simply telling him what he wanted to hear. His wise men were unable to show him both the dream and its interpretation, claiming that no man on earth could meet his demand. Enraged by these words, the king commands for all the wise men of Babylon to be put to death. It's here in the story where Daniel appears. As Pastor Andy mentioned last week, Daniel was one of the exiles from Judah who was appointed as a wise man of Babylon. He served in the king's court. When the captain of the guard came to kill Daniel's companions, Daniel responded with prudence, asking the reason for the king's command. It's in these next verses where we will be focusing most of our time. Verse 16. At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. So, after hearing the reason behind the king's decree, Daniel makes his move. He goes before the king asking for time to interpret the dream. We can clearly see God's providence in the king's response. For while he doesn't give time to all the other wise men who are going to interpret the dream, he gives time to Daniel. Now, what's the significance of Daniel's actions? Considering the other stories in Daniel, pretty ordinary. However, the true significance of this verse is seen in the context surrounding it. You see, up until this point, Daniel had never interpreted any dreams or any visions. Yet, he has full faith in God's ability to not only reveal, but interpret the dream and vision. He tells the king he can interpret the dream before he even goes to God. He boldly puts his faith to action. He has a great understanding of the Old Testament, leading him to be well acquainted with the characters and attributes that God has revealed within these writings. And we can see this in the way that Daniel trusts God's power. See, Daniel doesn't hesitate. He doesn't wait to ask God if he should go before the king. He acts right away. He has full confidence in God's perfect character. He trusts that God will not let him down in his time of need. How about you? Do you have full confidence in God? Do you trust his character? If you aren't sure, I would encourage you to take a look at the Bible. See the ways which God has acted. From his word, we will find the foundation for which we will trust God, seek God, and praise God. Verse 17. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. From this verse, we get a better understanding of why Daniel was asking for time. He gathers his companions, explains the situation they are in. He's assembling a group who will pray with him, seeking God's revelation of the dream. Daniel and his friends are continuing to showcase the confidence that Daniel was showing in the previous verse. They pray and seek God in full faith of his response. He's putting his faith in action. In the last verse, Daniel goes before the king, full trust of God's power. He knows how God has shown his power in the past. Now in this verse, Daniel and his friends go before God in full trust of his response. For they know the character of God. They know the actions of God. A few other observations we can see. Daniel didn't seek God on his own. Rather, he enlisted fellow believers from the community around him to seek God together. His friends helped lighten the burden of Daniel's task. They prepared to seek God in faith of his response. How are you doing in this area? If you have put your faith and trust in God, are you following the example that Daniel is providing? Do you have a community of believers to keep in touch with, to meet with, to study with? For it is from this physical interaction with other believers that we can gain the better understanding of what it means to trust God, to seek God, and to praise God. Our prayers should come from a place of trust in what God has done, what God will do. The main idea we can unpack from Daniel 16 through 17 is this: simply trust God. From this trust, all our actions will stem. From this trust, all our faith will stem. So go about this next week. Ponder this. In what ways do you need to grow in your trust of God's character and attributes? In what ways do we need to trust God, seek God, and praise God?
Good morning, Bethel. My name is Manny, and I'm a senior in high school. As we continue in Daniel chapter 2, let's explore how God desires us to trust him, seek him, and praise him. Verse 18, he urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The prophet Daniel recognized that the revelation of this mystery cannot be brought about by any amount of wisdom possessed by man. So Daniel petitioned the God of heaven concerning this mystery. To reveal the mystery of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel included his companions as he sought the God of heaven. something we as believers should also do. Take time this week to reflect on how you are seeking God in a community. If you don't have a community, we have many life groups here at Bethel that I would recommend joining. If you have questions about that, go to the information booth in the front and ask. Daniel and his friends are seeking help from God, or they will be killed. Most likely that is not your case, but what would it look like if our actions reflected Daniel's? How might our walk with the Lord look? If Verse 19, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. So God was not slow to help Daniel, because that very night, God gave Daniel a vision revealing the mystery of the king's dream. Whether or not he was sleeping when he received the dream is not made clear in the text, but we can still imagine the joy and relief that Daniel was feeling for receiving an immediate response to his prayer. In the same way that Daniel sought God for deliverance from destruction, we should reflect on ourselves and find things that we need God to deliver us from. In this age, there are a multitude of distractions from God, and in many sins have been made socially acceptable and in many ways are celebrated in our society's culture. But Daniel made every effort not to conform to the ways of Babylon, even going as far as to not eat the food that had been assigned to him by the king in the royal court, for fear that it was sacrificed to Babylonian gods. It can be easy to blame our sin on social standards or fear of being different or weird. But in doing so, we willingly accept an identity that is apart from Christ and not apart from the world, as God has called us to be. He has called us to be holy, set apart, and used by God to bring others to faith. So Daniel refused to defile any part of himself. He wanted to fully live for God in every possible way. Take time this week and reflect on if you have ways the Lord is asking you to be obedient to him. But don't do this on your own. Find a community of believers following Daniel's example of seeking God with his companions. Verse 20, and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his." Daniel blessed the name of God and addressed God according to the blessings he had received. He addressed his wisdom, which was demonstrated when he showed his full understanding of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel also addressed God's power, or sovereignty, for the Lord would be the author of the events to befall Babylon, and even of the ages to come. We ourselves should follow Daniel's example, praising God for the things he has done for us and for who he is. As a believer, you probably remember many times when the Lord has came through for you and provided, and you have seen him work. What came from your mouth was praise, something we at Bethel do through songs of worship. It's more than just words on the screen. It is us as a church crying out to God and praising him. Trust God, seek God, and praise God.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zuan. Thank you guys so much for having me. So today, we spent a lot of time learning about what it looks like to trust in God and what it looks like to seek God. But now we're going to talk about what it looks like to give praise and to give thanks to God. Let's continue in Daniel 2 to verse 21. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So from this verse, I think we can get three main points. Number one, that God controls the course of history, the rise and fall of civilizations, and that means that we don't have to worry about time, and instead, we can just trust in God's sovereignty. Secondly, God has the power to remove rulers from existence and establish new ones. We're so secure in God that we can throw our worries aside and submit them to him. And last but not least, it's so important for us today to understand that wisdom and understanding come from God. Daniel knew this, and even though he was already wise and already discerning, God still helped him out. But why does God give wisdom to the people who are already wise and knowledge to people who are already discerning? Well, this is because human wisdom and human understanding is separate from God's. Our wisdom tells us things like, follow your heart. But Jesus says in Matthew 16:24, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Our wisdom tells us things like, believe in yourself. But Jesus says in John 14:1, believe in me. Our wisdom tells us things like, live your truth. But Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the truth, the way, and the life. The bottom line is we can't find true wisdom or understanding from anyone but him. Trust in God, seek him, and praise him. Now into Daniel 2, verse 22, he reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Our God is a God that is able to reveal mysteries. And God's mercy is shown in his ability to reveal these mysteries, because when Daniel and his friends pleaded for mercy, that they would know the meaning of the dream, God revealed the deep and hidden things. Isaiah 9:2 tells us that we who walk in darkness will see a great light. And because light dwells with God in the sense that he knows all things and all things are clear to him, even though people are surrounded by darkness, God is the one who knows all things. Now, all these things that are happening in Daniel 2 are pointing towards one thing, that God is deserving of our praise. God doesn't just give Daniel insight into a dream, but he reveals mysteries and gives him true wisdom and true understanding. And exactly in the same way as Daniel praised God for revealing mysteries and knowing that they aren't going to be killed, we also have a reason to praise. We also have the opportunity to seek God and live our lives for him. We have the opportunity to put our faith and trust in God. Our praise is just a response after recognizing God's work in our lives. It's the joyful recounting of what he has done for us. Trust in God, seek him, and praise him. Daniel 2:23 says, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Daniel ends his thanks to God in this verse just by recounting what God has done for him. He recognizes that God was the one who gave him wisdom, not his own wisdom. That God was the one who gave him power. But what do all these things mean for us? Well, it shows us how Daniel's story isn't just about a prophecy or just about a dream, but rather a choice. A choice of what we choose to seek, whether it be the things of this world, which are temporary, or God, who is eternal. How do we start shifting our hearts away from the world and towards God? Well, we can do this by trusting in God. When we're faced with fear, anxiety, thoughts of despair, our first response should be to turn to God and trust. We must trust that God can move in our lives and learn to bring our struggles before him. We must also seek him. In this world, it's so true that we can find temporary solutions and shortcuts and easy way outs, but we can be blinded also by our own wisdom. But true wisdom and lasting peace come only from Jesus Christ. And that is what we must seek. We must seek his true knowledge and his true understanding. If we really want to change, we must start by looking towards the God of heavens, just like Daniel did. We must look at where our trust is lying. Are we clinging to the world, or are we choosing to give God control and give him our trust and praise? How can we take what we just learned today and make a difference with others? We must encourage each other. We must keep each other accountable. When you're struggling or see others struggling, focus on seeking God. Encourage others to seek God's mercy. And when he provides, respond with thanksgiving, because praise and adoration should be our natural response. Daniel teaches us that true praise comes from understanding who God is and recognizing his work in our lives. And when we commit to thanksgiving and praise, we not only draw closer to God, but we create a habit of going to God with everything that we have. Well, what did it mean for me to trust God, seek God, and praise God? To understand how I discovered my answer, I want to tell you guys a short story. So this past week, I went to a night of prayer, and I was pondering over this text for hours and hours, but no matter how long I was looking at the Bible, I felt like I was missing something. It wasn't until I sat with God and sought out his true wisdom that I was able to realize that I hadn't been trusting in God. I hadn't been loving God. I'd been trusting myself. I'd been trusting the world, the quick fixes. I wasn't loving God, but I was trusting in my own ways and my own wisdom. After realizing this, I realized that God loved Daniel. And Daniel sought out his wisdom and asked for his mercy. That's why God showed him the dream. And because God loves me, I know that I can seek his mercy at all times and trust in him. I trust God so that when I'm faced with anxiety, temptation, I can turn to him. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Yes, it's true that God answers prayers and he keeps his promises. But I don't want to be a Christian who simply thanks God when he is serving me. I don't want to be a Christian who trusts in my own wisdom. I want to be a Christian who recognizes God's immense love for me and does something about it and praises him because he is so good. The reason why I feel so secure in my walk with the Lord is because the Lord tells us in Exodus 34:6 that the compassionate and gracious God is slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. I can feel so secure because Christ is my firm foundation. The song that we literally just sang today, the song that our lips proclaimed. But what about you guys? Where are you at with your journey with Christ? Where are you at with trusting in God? Now, if you're unsure, I want to give you guys the first step. Put your faith and trust in Christ today. Repent from your sins and follow God. Turn to him in all situations. On your best days, turn to God. Praise him and thank him for the good things he has done in your life, the blessings he has put in your life. But even more so, on your worst days, your worst seasons in life, when things just aren't going your way, seek God and ask God for help by putting your trust in him. The Lord proclaimed in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you." We should have no worries for tomorrow, because God knows what's next for us. God will lead us in the right direction because he is so good. What else better is there than to praise God for his faithfulness? So church, let's do all we can to trust God, seek God, and praise God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that as we go throughout the rest of this week, we go on with our daily lives, that we would just ponder on these chapters and these verses in Daniel 2. And just remember what we need to do. We need to trust you. We need to trust in your faithfulness. We need to seek you, God, and praise you. You taught us so much about your mercy. And I just pray that as we live our lives like Daniel, seeking your mercy, seeking your love, I just pray that you would fill up our lives with truth and you would fill up our hearts, Lord. I just pray that you would soften our hearts as well so we can turn to you in all situations, God. That we would throw our pride aside and see who you are and help us know who you are to put our trust in you. God, help us to trust you, seek you, and praise you. Amen.